Judge Martha Jobe Jeremiah says South Sudanese society perpetrates the stereotypes that women are the weaker sex from childhood on, which impacts women as professionals. Judge Jeremiah says such discrimination not only affects female lawyers and advocates, but other women working as professionals.
The societal setup really affects us in a sense that it's not affecting only the female advocates or the female lawyers in general. So it's affecting women in all professions, women at home. So you don't, as much as women are now are the head of the households, some of them are the one taking care of their children in the absence of their husbands, yet the society is still looking at them as the weak element or the weak person in the society.
Jeremiah says unless South Sudanese change their mindset, discrimination against women will continue. There are about 40 female judges across the country, according to Jeremiah, but she says those judges face the same challenges as female lawyers, since some defendants do not want their cases presided over by a female judge. Josephine Michael, a South Sudanese female advocate, says citizens still believe male lawyers are better at handling court cases than their female counterparts.
There are fewer female lawyers in the market than males, while there are female law graduates. But citizens always prefer the person who takes charge of their case to be a man, believing that a female does not have strength of advocacy, but male does. So they always go to men, thinking a male lawyer can solve their problem faster and better than a woman.
Michael says female lawyers and advocates need financial support to help them establish female-headed law firms across the country. She encourages her colleague not to get discouraged despite widespread discrimination in their field.
The second thing is the logistical problems, and this has been as a result of discrimination. Female lawyers do not have offices or law firms. You find all law offices in Juba are for male lawyers. The number of female lawyers in this country is approximately 400 lawyers, and those who have offices can be counted by the number of fingers. This gender discrimination against female lawyers sometimes makes it difficult for us to find jobs.
Michael says, unfortunately, South Sudanese society believes women work best as secretaries and receptionists, not lawyers.
We are five in our office, and I am the only lawyer. Unfortunately, my desk was on the doorway, and anyone entering the office thinks I'm a secretary because they presume the work of a secretary is the job of women, and so a female cannot be a lawyer.
Suleha Deng, a South Sudanese female advocate and chairperson of the South Sudan Female Lawyers Association, says much more must be done to assert the right of women in all professional fields in the country. Deng says years ago a group of female lawyers established a female lawyers association to help provide legal aid to the most vulnerable and to also encourage one another in their careers.
In the year 2012, we managed to establish a female lawyers association to look into the issues of female lawyers in the country. By then, there were only four offices of women advocates in the market, and the rest are males' offices. Lack of money or resources is among the things I explained.
Deng says women lawyers are working hard to engage legal bodies and the Constitutional Amendment Commission to review some provision in the country's constitution to ensure the law protects women in all professional fields, including lawyers. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.